Welcome to the Magic Potion Podcast, where a sprinkle and a dash can enhance your class. Listen to learn about tools, techniques, and stories from educators on ways to improve your lessons, create a positive culture, and much more. I'm your host, Kevin Reinemann, and now it's time to make it happen. Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining me today. This is episode 9 of the Magic Potion EDU podcast, and we're going to be talking about entertainment today. So first and foremost, I'd like to apologize. You know, I've been trying to make sure I get an episode out every Friday. I missed last week as we were gearing up for the new school year and getting caught up with everything that needs to get prepared for a new school year. And then today is actually Saturday, so I missed yesterday. I had this in mind that I was going to record talking to you about entertainment, and things just didn't go as planned. So we just adjust and we keep moving on. I'm coming to you from my office, and I am looking forward to sharing a few tidbits from over the years with you. You know, a wise teacher once told me that the great lessons are 90% entertainment and 10% classroom content. I have no idea where those arbitrary numbers came from, but I can tell you that there's definitely value in that statement. You know, if I think back to the lessons from when I was a student in high school in particular, there's a couple of them that come to mind. And as I was planning this out and thinking about what I was going to talk to you about, it kind of dawned on me that I was in high school 20 years ago. No, that was two decades. That's making me feel a little aged here. So first and foremost, my day-to-day job, I'm the director of technology. So I'm handling troubleshooting, repairing, working with students to make sure their devices are working, working with teachers to do professional development, doing a bunch of upkeep on technology day in and day out. So along those lines, by no means do I need to know the bones in our arm. Okay. Humerus, ulna, radius, thumb. Why do I know that? Well, because my anatomy teacher back in high school was phenomenal at making mnemonic devices and keeping us entertained. Now, we frequently hear that, stay away from lectures. Lectures bore the kids. They don't necessarily work for great lessons. But I can tell you that they can, but it's all about in how you deliver it as a teacher. So big shout out to my high school biology anatomy teacher, Mr. Craig McRedman. He did a great job at that. And like I just said, the H-U-R-T, hurt, that helps me remember the bones in the arm. No reason for me to know that. You know, that's not something I'm going to use on a day-to-day basis, but it's definitely beneficial to know it. And I remember it because it was a great lesson. You know, he gave us, and there seems to be two things in common with these great lessons. Number one, they're entertained. We were entertained, and when we're entertained, we are engaged in the classroom content. Another thing that these lessons I'm going to share with you have in common is that they involve some sort of mnemonic device. You know, when it comes to something, facts that need to be memorized, or maybe formulas, or anything that requires memorization, mnemonic devices, fantastic. As long as they can remember what it represents when it gets back to it. So I shared with you hurt. Another one that I remember, this is going back to freshman, sophomore year. I think we were in one of my math classes and we were starting to do some of the trigonometric functions. And as a class, we started saying SOHCAHTOA, SOHCAHTOA, SOHCAHTOA. So to this day, I know that sine is equal to opposite over hypotenuse. Ka, that means cosine, is adjacent over hypotenuse. And toa, tangent, is opposite over adjacent. Another thing that I don't use on a day-to-day basis. I don't use it on a weekly basis, monthly basis, annual basis. But I know it, and it could come in handy someday. So it's very beneficial. And I remember it because, like I said, we were entertained in the class. We were engaged because of that entertainment, and it involved a mnemonic device. All right, the last lesson I specifically want to talk to you about is my freshman religion. I went to a Catholic high school, and we were studying the Bible, studying the New Testament in particular, and the challenge was, can you memorize the books of the New Testament? So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then it goes, Rococo, Gallop, Fecal, Testes, Temtem, Tefil, Heb, and you kind of trail off a little bit from there, but you get the point. Rococo, Gallop, Fecal, Testes, Temtem, Tefil, Heb. That's a way for me to remember what those books were. So Romans, Corinthians 1, Corinthians 2, Galatians, Ephesians, so on and so forth. And that is simply because we identified a way and we made a little rhyme, gave it a little beat to, I guess that isn't a rhyme at all, but, you know, it got some rhythm going with it. And that's something that is stuck to my day here 2 decades later. I can still rattle that off. You know, going back to the Boy Scouts, the trust, Boy Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. That's just from, you know, practice, being able to remember that. And that one's great because it reminds me, that one I actually do use regularly because it helps refocus on the characteristics of a good person. Male, female, doesn't matter. If you're trying to lead a life with those characteristics, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, you're going to be a good person. Those around you are going to enjoy it and hopefully mimic those same characteristics, and this world becomes a better place. So that's just a few examples of using ways to help us remember things. But let's talk about the entertainment part. And I kind of want to go off on the side here and say that, you know, I was never a book reader. You know, I started doing my master's degree and then I got interested in reading books, you know, authentic books, real books from teachers. And I came across the book Teach Like a Pirate by Dave Burgess. If you haven't read that book, you should go ahead and just hop on Amazon real quick and order it. You will not be disappointed. You know, I think it's one that every teacher should read at some point in time in their career. If you're fresh out of college, it's great for giving you ideas on making lessons as you go and starting your career off at a really high level. If you are a teacher that's been in a while and you're kind of feeling the weight of the grind, so to say, and you're a little burnt out, the book will help you find that internal motivation of why you got into education to begin with. You know, one of the big things that Dave talks about in the book is your classroom one that students run to or run from? So definitely pick that book up if you have not read it. I highly, highly recommend it. So I bring that up because the book talks a lot about hooks, you know, setting these hooks to get students engaged. It's got a whole plethora of different ideas to unleash creativity and get students engaged in your classroom. So definitely, definitely worth reading. But I want to talk about the entertainment part because when students are entertained, if you're up front doing something to get them entertained, or you're using some sort of technology that grabs their attention, or whatever it may be, you will see that classroom behavior issues, they may not disappear, so to say, but they'll be fewer and farther in between. When we get these students engaged, that's what they're focused on. You know, students can either be entertained by the teacher up front doing something, or they can be entertained by their neighbor right next to them, or they could be entertained in their own brain with, their wandering minds. So, whatever it is they're entertained with, they're going to be engaged with that. So I come to mind and think of one of the workshops I recently did over the summer. I had a group of teachers in there, 20, 25 teachers in the room with me. And I had my slideshow up there. I'm sharing tools for them to use in their classroom. And I can tell that, you know, they're all actively taking notes. They love what they're hearing. They're definitely going to go back and use it in their classroom, but they weren't engaged, you know. And for me, I kind of feed off that energy in the classroom or in the workshop or wherever I may be. And it just feeds and builds off of each other. So, yeah, we can accomplish a lot. We can share a lot of information, but it's going to stick a lot more if we're having a good time at the same moment. So I'm looking out at my audience and I can tell, you know, they're getting it, they're enjoying it, but they're not actively engaged. So I paused. I acknowledged that, hey guys, let's check this out. I did a cartwheel, just out of the blue. Did a cartwheel right in front of a whole bunch of teachers, managed to not hurt myself. And everyone's smiling, laughing. We got right back to it. And then I fed off that energy. And that got me more motivated up front. I started busting out some jokes and stuff like that. And for the rest of the workshop, our energy fed off of each other. And we had a really great time. So I guess what I want to leave you with is, don't be afraid to be a little silly at times up in front of the students. You know, if you can put a smile on a student's face, you don't know what's going on in their home life. You know, what's going on out in the hallway. If you don't know what's going on with their cell phones, you know, are they getting picked on or anything like that. So if you can get a smile on a student's face, even for a fraction of a second, that made their life that little tiny bit better. And it helps you build a rapport with the students. And we all know rapport is very, very important. So don't be afraid to be a little bit silly and goofy at times. Don't be afraid to bust out a cartwheel. But at the same time, I don't want you to go and get yourself injured. So we don't need any workman's comp claims because we're doing cartwheels when we shouldn't be doing them. But anyways, thank you for listening today. I hope your school year goes awesome this year. And good luck in everything you do. Get out there. Make it happen. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Magic Potion Podcast. This podcast was created using Anchor FM. Please subscribe and leave comments with your thoughts and ideas from the classroom. Until next time, get out there and make it happen.